that's what my world spins around. What my world spins around. When you get kind of tipsy and I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing and that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring it, I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you on our peace and ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His bid for re-election over, President Biden takes to the nation's airwaves tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Writing on X, he'll speak about what lies ahead and how he'll finish the job for the American people. The president announced Sunday he would not continue his re-election campaign and was endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee. He spoke to his former campaign staff by phone Monday and told them he wasn't going anywhere.
I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can, both foreign policy and domestic policy.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
In custody in Britain, a 24-year-old man accused of stabbing and seriously wounding a Royal Army officer on a street near a barracks 30 miles southeast of London. The officer airlifted to a hospital. A Nepalese Sarya Airlines jetliner slid off a runway and crashed while trying to take off from the airport at Kathmandu. 18 people aboard killed, the pilot the sole survivor. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. August milk up 26 to 2040, September up 30 to 2112, October up 26 to 2118, and November up 14 to 2044. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 3.5 to 196. 40-pound blocks up 5.5 to 193. One trade a barrel, seven trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 307.5. Five trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 2.25 to 122. Nine trades on the day. Dry whey up 0.5 to 53. And no trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly higher, but the board's encouragement, there's a chance that cattle trade could be at least steady this week. Live cattle were higher. That helped feeder cattle move higher, along with cattle demand for feeders still strong in the countryside. The hog markets moving up mostly higher. Pork demand has shifted domestically. domestically as consumers are showing eagerness to pick up pork cuts at the retail counter. August live cattle up 237 to 186.30. August feeder cattle up 235 to 258.75. August hogs up $1.27 to 93.65. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets higher as the export wire saw 200,000 metric tons of corn sold to unknown for new crop contracts. Meanwhile, soybeans were lower in the nearby month as the August contract heads towards delivery, but deferred contracts still were mostly higher. Wheat markets, they were mostly lower as harvest pressure, as the harvest continues to move to the north, continues to pressure some of the wheat contracts. September corn up 2.25 to 402.5. December up 2.25 to 417.25. New crop beans up 6.75 to 1075.5. September wheat down 5.25 to 542.75. Minneapolis wheat September down 7.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash and August and September corn all at 351, new crop 362, cash and August beans at 1058, new crop 996. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 387.5, August 382.5, September 377.5, new crop 372.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 389, August 383, September 377, new crop 372. Synergy Co-op Elk Mount cash corn 359, new crop 362, cash beans 1068, new crop 10 even. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 370, new crop 367, cash beans 1060, new crop 990. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 382, August 386, September 375, new crop 370, cash beans 1085, August 1088, September 1030, new crop 1016. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 356, new crop 364, cash beans 1072, new crop 1003. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 182 to 201, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 185, market cows 102 to 145, bulls 139 to 168, calves set at 360 to 970, beef steers 192 to 405, Holstein steers 150 to 310. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs 200 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets does 130 and down, bucks 195 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 187 to 197.50, finished beef heifers 187 to 199, finished dairy steers 170.5 to 178, market cows 108 to 124, market bulls 150 to 165. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Feeling congested? At Navaj, we know life is better when you can breathe freely. Congestion shouldn't ruin your summer. That's why people just like you turn to Navaj, a revolutionary and easy way to help clear nasal passages. Using gentle suction, Navaj removes allergens, dust, and mucus in just 30 seconds. It's fast, gentle, and incredibly effective. Try Navaj and get on your way to a better day. Get Navaj at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navaj.com. Navaj. Breathe better, fast.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 82. Then on Friday, sunny, warmer, and a bit more humid with a high of 85. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of strawberry wine. I still remember when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. Cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Strawberry wine, 17.
so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? I'll let the moon shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, at least he's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. Yeah, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Hal Ketchum, Small Town Saturday Night, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low 60s across the region this morning. Going to be a beautiful day today, and we have some beautiful weather as well for the Dunn County Fair. And we'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also coming up next hour, Chad Smith in our newsmaker segment, Tar Spot. Looks like we have some favorable conditions for that, especially farther south. But we're going to talk with Chad a little bit about that here coming up in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The upper Midwest alfalfa producers have been battling rain and weevils. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Regular rainfall over the last few months has made it a challenge to harvest alfalfa in many locations across the upper Midwest. Jerry Clark from the University of Wisconsin Extension Service says keeping the alfalfa crop dry has been difficult.
Yeah, it's been a challenge this whole spring and summer with the way the rain has been about every 3 days, hard to get dry hay. So again, that focus on trying to keep the alfalfa quality up when trying to get in between the rains. We've seen a lot of farmers shift to trying to chop, maybe getting silage bags or balage because they just can't get the dry hay. But in all of those instances, you have to be able to manage the bale or manage the storage. And if you don't have the equipment or the facility to do that, and you're kind of relying on that dry hay, that becomes a big challenge. And that's been our biggest concern this whole month of June and early July has been that. It seems like every third day we get at least a half an inch of rain, it seems like, and it's really been a challenge.
He says alfalfa isn't the only crop that's been struggling with the wet conditions.
Those farmers that are in the heavier soils, you know, there's been a lot of corn that wasn't even planted. So we're seeing that being a challenge, maybe switching, if it's forage need, going over to that sedan grass or some kind of annual forage that they can try to get for this year and then not disrupt their rotation too much.
Wisconsin farmers have also been battling the alfalfa weevil.
Yes, alfalfa weevil was huge throughout all three counties that I helped cover. And we see that every once in a while, but in my career, I haven't seen it that severe across that wide of a geography. So I think our inclination is the winter wasn't hard enough to kind of kill off those adults. So hopefully now that we're past that first crop of harvest, they're gone for the year. But I think farmers need to be diligent this next spring to make sure that if there's a lot of residue out there and we have another mild winter, that they're probably going to rear their head again next spring.
Late last week and into the weekend, farmers across Wisconsin received a much-needed break in not only the wet weather, but also the severe weather to finally get caught up on some of that field work. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet, similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 82. Then on Friday, sunny, warmer, and a bit more humid with a high of 85. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I get out on the redneck side every now and then. Call up my baby, she comes over and the party begins. She's a slick nickel, she's right on the money. I wouldn't give her up for a thousand buckle bunnies. I'm her big cat daddy, she's my little miss honky tonk. She's got my number, knows my favorite songs on the G-Bomb. Goes to getting down like crazy and the whole place rocks. Yeah, we'll have a few and get to meet. her like a king. When I'm out with her highness, I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk. Like a king when I'm out with her highness. I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk. Yeah, I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn, Little Miss Honky Tonk here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the low 60s across the region this morning. Wisconsin Farmers Union member Joseph Childs has been selected to participate in the prestigious World Farmers Organization Gymnasium Program for 2024-2025. Launched in 2017, the program aims to train young farmers to fulfill their potential as future leaders and advocates for modern agriculture. The gymnasium program is a series of activities focused on agriculture advocacy and policy development. Childs was chosen through a rigorous application process that evaluated the involvement in their farm organization, among other things, and Childs and 19 other applicants received full funding for the program expenses. Partial funding was also provided for an additional 10 individuals. So congratulations to Wisconsin Farmers Union member Joseph Childs. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. Lawmakers in the U.S. Senate are considering a ban on DJI drones, one of the most commonly used drones in agriculture for spraying, mapping, and imagery. And that potential ban could massively disrupt the industry. I'll have details after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Did you know there's salmon farms in rural Nebraska? Find out more about this growing trend.
Kind of was an interesting way to come about raising salmon in Nebraska. It was definitely something that after meeting them that it was like, okay, this makes sense of why you would try something so differently.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
In recent months, the U.S. Senate has taken steps that could profoundly impact the agricultural drone market. Lawmakers are considering a ban on the use or import of DJI products, a Chinese company that dominates the U.S. market for agricultural spray drones. A defense spending bill passed in the House of Representatives last month included amendments from the Countering CCP Drones Act. These amendments would add DJI to the covered list, blocking them from obtaining FCC licenses for future drone models and potentially revoking existing FCC authorization. Now, this has caused significant disruption in the agricultural community as DJI drones are widely used for crop spraying here across the country. In response to the potential restrictions, a coalition of agricultural drone distributors has formed to fight against the ban. The coalition includes Pegasus Robotics, Rantizo, Best Way Ag, Drone Nerds, HSE UAV, and AgriSpray Drones. Now, despite being competitors, these companies are all working together to ensure that DJI drones remain available to U.S. farmers. Brian Sanders, who serves as the president of HSE UAV, addressed concerns about data security, stating that there is no factual evidence that data collected by agricultural drones is being provided to the Chinese government. He noted that DJI has implemented geofence flight restrictions for restricted airspace, which he says demonstrates a commitment to security. The coalition is also advocating for cybersecurity standards to protect vital data across all drones, regardless of their country of origin. Now, DJI has discussed the company's efforts to engage with lawmakers on Capitol Hill on their data security practices. The company also estimates that around 4 of every 5 agricultural drones used by U.S. farmers are DJI models, and in 2023, their drones sprayed 3.7 million acres across 41 states and 50 different crops. I'll be back with more after this.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Yes, the proposed ban on DJI drones isn't a done deal yet. It's passed the House, but now the Senate Armed Services Committee recently released its version of the Defense Reauthorization Act, and it does not include the same restrictive measures against DJI. Now the Senate will vote on their version, and if it passes, the House and the Senate will have to get together to hammer out those details before sending the bill to the president's desk. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time. Oh, you know I love my folks, but I keep staring at for my one chance to run. Hey, cause I will soar away like a blackbird. I will blow in the wind like a sea. I will plant my heart in the garden of my dreams. And I will grow up where I want, wild and free.
So good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
guarantee before you take a chance. You want to know how the song will end before you start to dance. Well, I can't foretell the future, but my heart clearly sees your hand in mine for a long, long time. If you could just believe and take a leap of faith, cast away your doubt, darling, come what may, we can work it out. A love that's real will always find a way. If you'll trust in me like I trust in you, there's no rain or fire that we can't go through. The first step's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith. I understand all your doubts and fears of laying your heart on the line. But aren't you afraid of just throwing away a love like yours and mine? I know your heart's been broken, you've been let down before. Though the stakes are high, give it one more try. This time you can be sure. Take a leap of faith, cast away your doubt, darling, come what may, we can that's real will always find a way. And if you'll trust in me like I trust in you, there's no rain or fire that we can't go through. The first step's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith. Steps always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A handful of Wisconsin soybean farmers made a trip to Capitol Hill to talk to elected officials about a number of topics last week. Matt Rayberg, treasurer for the Wisconsin Soybean Association, talks about their priorities on the trip.
Up until a farm bill is passed, that's kind of our top priority. Meeting with our different legislators, chatting about the farm bill, the importance it is to get a meaningful one passed. Also, another topic of discussion, of course, is biofuels, biodiesel, and any other trade or advocacy thing that comes up.
While they were in D.C., the Wisconsin soybean farmers also went to the Moroccan embassy to discuss future trade opportunities.
That was very interesting. That was my fourth time out here visiting with legislators and being in the Capitol, but this was actually my first embassy tour. So naturally, I was a little apprehensive, but as with a couple other gentlemen that were experienced in those meetings, the Moroccan embassy was great. The people were very nice. They were open to talk. Of course, they're a very old trade partner of the U.S., and so it's always interesting to have those conversations about issues with trade, where they trade, and then you just look for mutual opportunities. And we do. They're, of course, a big producer in some fertilizer products, and they're also a gateway into Africa for our soybeans.
Members of the Wisconsin Soybean Association made that trip to Washington, D.C. last week. Milk production in Wisconsin in June totaled 2.73 billion pounds, up 1% from the previous June, according to the latest USDA milk production report. The average number of milk cows during June at 1.27 million head was unchanged from last month, but up 3,000 from June of 2023. Monthly production per cow in Wisconsin averaged 2,145 pounds, up 15 pounds from last June. Meanwhile, Wisconsin egg production in June was 197 million eggs. That was down 7% from the previous June, according to USDA. The average number of all layers on hand in Wisconsin in June, 7.7 million, down 7% from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for June was 2,563, up slightly from a year ago. A corn grower leader from Minnesota told the House Agriculture Committee that farmers across the country must have a reauthorized and strengthened farm bill. Unless conditions change, I believe we are headed into a perfect storm, a storm I don't think we will be fully appreciated until early next year when farmers try to get loans and aren't able to do so because they can't demonstrate the ability to cash flow. That, according to Minnesota Corn Growers President Dana Allen Tully, we have to have policies in place that reflect the realities of farming today, she said. She also says the stakes in farming are incredibly high, higher than she's ever remembered them to be. We're putting everything we have on the line every year for very thin and oftentimes negative margins, she also said. While farmers feed and fuel the economy, they need a strong farm bill that will assist them when the chips are down, she went on to say. History does repeat itself, especially in agricultural cycles. Rabobank put together a report on how farmers adjust input spending when commodity prices drop. It explores the responsiveness of input volume and price to farm profitability in America, forming a view of how the current downturn will impact the input marketplace through next year. For example, the report says farm machinery is a hard asset that can be maintained, and new purchases can be deferred as needed. That makes machinery the most income elastic of the major farm input categories. Fertilizer prices are also elastic. Lower fertilizer prices typically shoulder the bulk of changes in expenditures, but farmers can also adjust those volumes as well. Seed spending has increased markedly during the past 20 years as corn revenues increased during the early 2000s. As some seed patents expired, seed production costs are now expected to dictate price, suggesting that farmers may see relief ahead. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 82. Then on Friday, sunny, warmer, and a bit more humid with a high of 85. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cooking deal. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Oh, stand on this one. A bucket of rust or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupon de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Can't believe they got love coming true, and then they up and leave. They say they will when they won't. They say I do, then they don't. And in the way it's gotta be with you and me. Imagine that love lasts forever. Imagine that. The world I couldn't if I tried. As long as I got you with me, girl, I'll be satisfied. Let's do what we can, mean what we say. I will just take it day by day, 'cause I wanna prove to everyone that it can be done. Imagine that. Love lasts forever. Imagine that. Yeah.